Huh? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just here because your parents made you come this weekend. That's where I was. That's what I did. Got better things to do. Got more life to live. Why would you want to be a Lutheran? Why would you want a funky name, an outsider's posture, a strangeness that doesn't fit with anything in the culture that's around you, and not enough friends who think what you think? So you want to be a Lutheran, huh? You want to stand out? Be looked down upon? Be scoffed at? Be on the wrong side of history? Be old-fashioned? Be weird? Be alone? Be not even a Catholic? Be not even a Protestant? You want to be a Lutheran, huh? Do you want to suffer for righteousness' sake? That's what Peter says in the text we heard a moment ago. Chapter 3, verse 13 of his epistle, he begins, he says, "Who's going to harm you if you're zealous for doing good?" And he has a good point. If you're taking care of the poor, you're raising your kids, you're doing good works, who's going to get crazy on you? Who's going to hurt you? But he also knows where we live. He knows that the times and days do come among mortal man where people do harm you for doing good, for standing for the truth, for believing in marriage, for believing that theft is wrong, for thinking lies are things that should just not be done. And so in verse 14 he says, "But even if you do suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed." You want to be a Lutheran? You want to suffer? Because to suffer for the word of God is to be blessed. "Have no fear of them," he then says, "nor be troubled. But in your hearts, regard Christ the Lord as holy." It's one thing to fear man, to fear what can be done to your body, to fear what a cruel look or an angry word can do to your heart or your soul. It's another thing to know the God of heaven, who made the body, who made the heart, who made the soul, so that no matter what man might do to you, he can raise you again on the last day. Regard Christ, that Lord, as holy. Always then, he says, being prepared to make an offense, a defense. That's that apology word. To make an apologia to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. That is, Peter says, you want to be a Lutheran, huh? Then learn to know what you believe and why you believe it. So when they scoff or when they ask, you are able to answer them with truth. Truth that isn't just about what marriage should be, although that too. That isn't just about how honoring father and mother is good, although that too. But how at the center of this catechismal faith, this Ten Commandments, Creed, and Lord's Prayer, at the center is not law, not do this, not condemnation, not I'm better than you, but hope. Jesus of Nazareth, a man just like you or me in every way but one, that being he had no sin, was murdered for our sin, and absolutely refused to stay dead. That hope that death is defeated in a life that has come with life for all. You want to be a Lutheran? Be ready to tell people about that hope. Verse 16, he says, "Yet do it with gentleness." Don't be a jerk. "Do it with respect. Know that they haven't heard these words yet, but have a good conscience." That is, know that when you confess who Jesus is and what he's done, according to that catechismal faith, when you say the Ten Commandments are true, the Creed happened in history, I'm praying for the Lord's Prayer to be fulfilled at the end of time, know that you have spoken everything that can be said and nothing more rests on you. It's not for you to convert the world. It's for you to trust what God has said. Have a clean conscience in these words, in this hope. Have a clean conscience so when they slander you, that is, when they speak evil of you because you're one of those idiots that trusts in Jesus, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. That is, they will be embarrassed by the fact that you don't respond with the hate they desire. They want to stir you up to hate so they can pull you down with them, but instead you say what's been said to you. I forgive you, and I ask that you forgive me. And that shame, which we all own, is awakened to know the antidote, absolution. Verse 17, he says, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. So you want to be a Lutheran. It means believing what Scripture says. It means then that you will suffer for believing in who Jesus is and what he's done, and that it is better to suffer now in this world that is falling apart if it is for the truth that this world is not all there will ever be, but that in the body of Jesus a new world is begun, and in your baptism into him you have been bound to that future, fused to it, so that neither height nor depth, angel, demon, anything in all creation can separate you from it. In Jesus. That baptism, Peter can't wait to talk about. So he starts talking about Christ and what he's done. He says, you're going to suffer. Why? Because Christ suffered. Once for all sins. The righteous for the unrighteous. The good for the evil. The Holy One for the profane. God for you. Why? That he might bring you to God. Having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. That is, he died your death in the body, but by the Spirit and with the Spirit, he is risen to send that Spirit into you to awaken your faith. So that he preached even to the spirits in prison. He preached even to the dead that he had taken back humanity for God from the devil. And then Peter has one of these wonderful tangents. Both him and Paul like to do this. They'll go off in that direction for about 1.5 sentences before they come veering back. And he goes off in this tangent about the flood, about those who Jesus preached to in death were those who had died way back in Noah's day. But he shifts immediately not to talk about them, but to about talking about Noah, who prepared this ark as God's patience waited. As God watched the evil of the world and wanted to destroy it, he had to do something more. He desired to do something more than destroy it. He desired to save it. And so he spoke words into Noah. Make this box, this ark. Get in it. Take the whole world with you. Two of every kind. And as it was then, Noah and 8 persons, Peter says, were brought safely through water. But all of this saving through water, Peter says, he brings it up not to talk about the flood. Not to talk about some historical event, although there was a historical event. But that whole historical event was just a picture, a shadow of something greater that would come. Verse 21. It's not highlighted in your Bible. Go home today. Find 1 Peter 3:21 and highlight it. Baptism, which corresponds to this, that is, the flood. Baptism, which is just like the flood. The flood's a symbol of the baptism. Baptism now, he says, saves you. In the same way that the ark ferried life across death's raging flood of old, so now the word of God, that name of God in and with the water, ferries you across death's raging flood now. Not as the removal of dirt from the body. I prefer my own translation there. Not as the removal of filth from the flesh. That is to say, the baptism that now saves you doesn't make you feel saved. You don't get to see some beautiful, amazing creature bursting forth now. Not as the removal of filth from your flesh, but as a pledge of a clean conscience through the resurrection of Jesus. that baptism good consciencizes you by pledging to you in God's name that the resurrection of Jesus is your resurrection too. And just as he has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers subjected to him, so he can save whoever he wants to. And through this quiet word trickling through history, he attaches that word to this water and names you his child, his own. In a watery grave are buried all the sins that Jesus carried. Christ, the ark of life, has ferried us across death's raging flood. Spirit, water, blood, entreating, working faith. And it's completing in this one whose death-defeating life has come with life for all. You want to be a Lutheran? Good. Because to be a Lutheran is to believe what I just said. And it is a great hope to have within you, no matter what this world might bring. Know what you believe. Know why you believe it. And know that it's all about Jesus. For you. In the name of Jesus, amen.